joining Gord Stellick, Richard Deitch, Bill Manning, the president of Toronto FC. How you doing, Bill?
Good, good, good. Is this Gord or Richard?
This is Gord first, and then, of course, Richard
That's
will
Gord
help.
First.
Yeah, yeah.
There
so,
you go, got it.
You know, and, you know, Richard talking about it's fun winning anything. I really enjoyed both the drive to the final that one year and then winning it all and just celebrating with the fans. It was just perfect. When you look back at last year and adjustments and some departures and that, what is this, I guess, the necessary tinkering that you need to do? And how did you assess last year after winning the championship the previous year?
Yeah, I mean, extremely disappointing. You know, we had obviously that great run in the CONCACAF, which matches, you know, the top teams from the region, you know, North America, Central America, and the Caribbean countries, and came a penalty shot away from winning it all. So that was, you know, when you look back at that, that was a good run, but then it really hurt us for the regular season. We had a number of injuries, and as we went into this off season, we needed to get healthy. And then we lost, Sebastian Giovinco and Victor Vasquez, and we had to replace those guys. So we made a pretty big acquisition recently, a player by the name of Alejandro Pozuelo, who we think is going to add a lot, not only this year, but in the ensuing years. And we get, you know, a lot of the guys that started in that championship game are back now and healthy. Justin Morrow, Drew Moore, Chris Mavinga, and that's, you know, three of our starting defenders who were all out for most of last year. So it's important to have those guys back and have them healthy and without the rigors of CONCACAF. You know, we're focusing now on the regular season and then winning the Canadian championship again.
Bill, Let's look back at least one more time on Giovinco, who was such an important part of your team, someone who captured, I think, the public consciousness, even with the casual sports fan who might not have been the most diehard Toronto FC fan. As you look back on that, and given sort of let's not say war of words, but certainly he was pretty upfront in public about his disappointment in his departure. Is there anything you would have done or tried to do differently regarding that player?
I mean, I obviously would have preferred to have kept it out of the media. You know, when he first went public was literally when we were preparing for the CONCACAF finals. I think it was a distraction last year, and it was very difficult to manage. And as we thought about the value, right, because we wanted to re-sign him, and I think we gave him a very healthy offer. But we couldn't come to terms with that. And so the tough part, I go back and I'm like, what could have I done differently? And at the end of the day, if he wasn't going to take the offer we gave him, and he wouldn't take like a 1 year extension or 2 year extension either. So it just became extremely difficult. And, you know, and in hindsight, you almost say, should have we tried to transfer him earlier? If that's where it eventually was going to end up, but you know, you deal with the cards the way they're dealt, and we were fortunate to transfer him before the season as opposed to going through another half of a season with him under contract and not wanting to sign a new deal at the money we offered, and that would have been a big distraction, I think.
And Bill, you mentioned the money, but I think as well, when they get older, term's obviously an issue as well.
Oh, yeah, and you know, obviously, and you get it. They want longevity, and they want some security as they're in their kind of final years of their career. And as a club, you're always saying, I can't get locked into a big contract with someone who maybe is aging and so on. And so, you know, Sebastian was 31 this season, and still was obviously a very good player and had a very his statistics last year were very good. But looking down the road, we were saying, you know, can we afford to invest that much money in this player when we also had, you know, Jozy Altidore, who we wanted to re-sign, and then, you know, potentially Michael Bradley. And going forward, it was how do we manage this without tying up so much money? And Sebastian kind of forced our hand a bit and saying he wouldn't accept anything less, and then we needed to make the move.
Bill, in terms of league play, you won your season opener against Philadelphia, and now you have your home opener this weekend at BMO against the Revolution. Kind of crowd? What kind of atmosphere? What can you tell us about what you think will happen for your home opener this year?
Yeah, well, hopefully the weather's decent. You know, historically, some of our earlier games in the cold weather, even, you know, 2017 and 16 have been a little hit and miss. So hopefully we get a decent weather day. I think it's going to be a good crowd where, you know, I think right now we're within 1,000 tickets or so of a sellout. And, you know, it's a good place to be. And then we tend to, as we get into June, July, August, those are kind of our really strong months. And then, you know, in 2016 and 17, when we were doing so well, you know, we obviously sold out the rest of the season. Last year, it tailed off a bit towards the end of the year. So I think it'll be a nice, decent day, not negative weather. I think we'll have a good crowd that'll be into it. And I think they're going to, you know, hopefully get the best of TFC on Sunday. And then we have another weekend off. And then Alejandro Pozuelo will join us for the game the following Friday night. And so hopefully we get off to a good start here and start to get that energy back for the team.
Yeah, some news on Pozuelo coming. We appreciate that. What is the latest on Altidore, who is he had his ankle surgery in October. I read that he trained on Monday and was sort of, I guess, maybe a game time decision for the home opener. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he was a neutral in our training yesterday, and I haven't got a report yet today, but you know, we're hoping that he can be in the 18 and be available. You know, when I say this all the time, you know, we just signed Josie to a new contract as well. He's got a long career in front of him. We're not gonna be stupid and rush him for the sake of one game. But the hope is to have him out there on the home opener, and I know he's eager to go. But we just want to make sure he passes all our tests and has no issues going into the game. So we're being fans might not want to hear it. We're being ultra conservative to make sure that we do not do anything that prevents him, you know, from being out for another couple of weeks.
Bill Manning, president of Toronto FC, joining Gord Stelic, Richard Deitch on Primetime Sports. So the slogan your predecessor had, it's I think it was a bloody big deal. And and it really wasn't then. It became a bigger deal after that. I know the passion that unites us all is long gone from MLSC. So I didn't know if you had to put like an attitude or a slogan or a style of play, or what do you think characterizes the 2019 Toronto FC?
I think there is a real desire to kind of prove that last year was kind of a blip, that we want to be a team that can compete for championships every year. And, you know, obviously we had done that in April of last year, but then in the regular season, with the exception of the Canadian Championship, was really disappointing. So I think we want to prove that we're one of the top teams in MLS again. And so the team has a chip on its shoulder right now. You know, I think, you know, as we were in 2017 and everything was humming, we had a little bravado. But I think right now it's a little bit kind of back to the drawing board and, hey, let's have this chip on our shoulder, because there's you know, folks out there doubting us, and we're gonna rise up just like we did in 2016. So I think it's a little bit of hey, we got to get back at it and prove that we are one of the best teams in the league.
Bill, for those fans who have not seen Alejandro Pozuelo, hopefully I haven't mangled that. What you know, you're not paying an insignificant dollar figure for him. What attracted you to this player, and what kind of player do you think he can be in the MLS?
Yeah, you know, I think he can be one of the top players in the league. He is a player that is extremely creative. He can make the final pass, you know, for guys like Jozy Altidore to get on the end of. He has some bite to him. You know, he's a player that works hard, you know, with the ball but off the ball as well, which is extremely important with how our head coach wants to play. He's in the prime of his career. He's 27 years old. He's the best player on the best team in Belgium right now. If I had to describe him, he is a younger version of Victor Vasquez at age 27, who is better. And, you know, we had a great season from Victor in 2017, but he was already, you know, past 30 years old. And so we're getting essentially a young Victor Vasquez in here. And Victor was one of the guys I spoke to about Pozo and bringing him in here. And he said that he's as good in the locker room as he is on the field, which was, you know, after last season, we learned some lessons. That's extremely important to this group.
Well, we look for home opener, always a big event. That's this weekend against the New England Revolution. So good luck with that. Good luck with the season as well, Bill. And great catching up with you. Thanks very much.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.